Nolte, Loyola student paper grovels for calling suspected murderer of Sheridan Gorman an illegal alien. By John Nolte on March 26, 2026. The Loyola Phoenix, the student paper at Loyola University Chicago, is groveling out an apology for accurately describing the man accused of murdering 18-year-old Loyola University student Sheridan Gorman as an illegal immigrant. Here are the key parts of the editor's note published Sunday. I'm assuming the author is the paper's gerbil-in-chief. Additionally, in the body of the original post, we describe the man who was charged as an illegal immigrant, using language provided by the Department of Homeland Security. That language does not align with Associated Press style, nor does it align with the values of this newspaper. No human's existence is illegal, and we quickly changed our wording to reflect that. We acknowledge the harm such language can cause and the power and importance of the words we choose to use. We deeply regret these errors, and we're committed to continuing the high standards we hold for ourselves as journalists and members of the Loyola, Rogers Park, and Chicago communities. Who thinks like that? No human's existence is illegal. Who says crap like that out loud? We acknowledge the harm such language can cause. How does the country that spawned Thomas Jefferson, John Shaft, and Al Bundy spawn such creepy gerbils? The story of the arrest opens by describing the accused murderer, an illegal immigrant, 25-year-old Jose Medina, as a Rogers Park resident. Wow. He sounds so nice, like someone you'd meet at the club with his wife, Daphne. It's only in paragraph 3 that readers are told that Medina is from Venezuela and was living in the United States illegally. Which means if he is the guilty party, this murder was preventable with a secure border or the end of Democrat-run Chicago's illegal sanctuary policy. He has a criminal record from a shoplifting incident in June 2023 when he was arrested and released, according to a March 22 report, adds the report. He was also apprehended once in May 2023 by U.S. Border Patrol but then released. Man alive. The left won't stop because stopping would be an admission of wrongdoing. And whether it's gender affirmation mutilations or flooding America with illegal killers, they will never admit to that, no matter how many innocents like Sheridan Gorman are murdered. This is how depraved these people are. An 18-year-old woman is shot in the head for no apparent reason by a suspected illegal alien, and a Chicago alderho blames the murder victim for getting shot. It's Sheridan's fault, you see. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time and startled her killer. And it sounds like this might have been a wrong place, wrong time. Running into a person who had a gun, they might have startled this person at the end of the pier, argued alderwoman Maria Hatton, D. Rogers Park. Wrong place, wrong time? She was at the beach. With her friends. Startled the guy? According to witnesses, he chased her and then shot her in the head. He was wearing a mask. You can startle me without getting shot, and I carry a gun. This is the corner Democrats have painted themselves into. If they stop with the child mutilations and open border, that's an admission, especially to themselves, that they are responsible for evil, so they choose to justify the evil instead, even if it means blaming an innocent girl for her own execution. Democrats are also trapped by a base of support they and their media allies radicalized into a rabid, anti-human group of crazed, left-wing white women. Should Democrats lose them, they will cease to be a national party.